In April of next year, Maryland Morning will celebrate its 10th anniversary here on WYPR. Sheila Cast, Nathan Sterner, and I launched the show on April 21st, 2006. For the first few months, this was our theme music.
From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast, and this is Maryland Morning.
So this music was composed by Thomas Newman, an acclaimed film composer. One of his most recent projects was the music for Bridge of Spies, the Steven Spielberg movie that stars Tom Hanks. The music we used for the first few months of Maryland Morning is a piece called Lunch with the King from the 1999 movie American Beauty. Now, it's not unusual for shows to use pre-existing music as their themes, but we always knew that at some point we would want our very own musical identity composed just for us. So in August of 2006, Jack Hierman, the founder of a music production company in Baltimore called Clean Cuts, made a very generous offer to us to do just that. The composers at Clean Cuts, and they create music for commercials and video games, TV shows, movies, that kind of stuff. They were kind enough to offer us several theme songs as possibilities. And from that list, as you know, if you listen to us regularly, we chose this one by composer Chris Kennedy. So now, as we approach our 10th birthday, we've decided to change our theme music, and we'd like to ask your help in choosing a worthy successor to Chris's great score. Once again, Jack Hierman was kind enough to help us out. He put us in touch with Rich Isaac. He's the creative director of original music at Clean Cuts, who in turn reached out to the Clean Cuts composing staff. That group includes Chris Kennedy, along with Austin Coughlin and Louis Weeks. They have written 5 samples of music that can be developed into our new theme song, and this morning we'd like to play them for you and ask you which one you think should be the new Maryland Morning theme. So last week, Nathan Sterner and I spoke with Rich Isaac from Clean Cuts, who shed some light on the process that composers at companies like Clean Cuts go through to create musical IDs for shows like ours. Rich, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So are there general rules when it comes to, writing good theme music for shows?
You know, I think probably first, just do no harm. And, in any kind of branding, it's some of the most delicate work that we're asked to do. You know, usually in mixed media, music has one job, and that's just to tell the audience how to feel at any given moment. In any kind of theme or advertising or branding, especially when it comes to mnemonics and stuff like that, there's a lot more at stake. It's not just how, make somebody feel excited or sad or enthusiastic about something. You're representing a brand. You're representing a product, whatever it may be. There's just a little bit more at play there. So you have to really understand who you're working for, get inside of the identity, and try and represent that as best you can.
And Nathan, you're a very experienced hand at choosing music, because in your role as the host of Morning Edition, you've got to choose music to go in and out of various segments. I mean, sometimes the Morning Edition folks have the music, other times, many times, you're the one that decides what music we should hear. You're the one that decides a lot of the music that we hear, on segments that I've done or Judy Russick does or somebody like that. It's a very different thing doing that, choosing music for a particular story, than it is choosing music, as Rich was mentioning, for a show itself.
Yeah, and especially for what we call the billboard theme, the version of music that starts the show, the first minute of the show before the NPR newscast, because that's something that has to have multiple applications. You don't want something that's too upbeat and perky when the news is really bad. You also don't want something that's somber and slow when the news is good or fun or interesting. You want a piece of music that can work with different stories, that doesn't detract from any of the stories that is being talked about. You also want something that's catchy and simple and hummable, really.
Yeah. Some theme songs that we're very familiar with, for example, the Diane Rehm show, which happens right after our show. It's a piece by Claude Bowling called Toot Sweet. It's a piece for trumpet and piano. And I guess you know Diane Rehm pretty well. You were at WAMU before you came here to WYPR. How did that come to be her theme song?
Well, that came to be her theme song long, long before I was there. It was chosen probably back in the 80s at the very beginning of the Diane Rehm show. But I think it was there were a bunch of CDs. Diane chose a piece that she liked, and it's just sort of stayed through. Back before the show had her name, before it was called the Diane Rehm Show, it was called Kaleidoscope. It had the weirdest music that would not have escaped the 70s and really shouldn't have, and I'm glad it didn't.
All right, so we are, as I said, lucky enough to have the folks at Clean Cuts giving us very original music, completely original music, just for Marilyn Warning. We have five samples. Three composers wrote five samples. And Rich, we don't know who wrote which one, but what was the charge that you gave the three composers?
Well, for Marilyn Morning, it's a little different because we know the show, we know WYPR, we listen to the show, and we have a long history with you. So we're intimate with this, and you know, this is something we love, and all the composers are really familiar with it. So it was just fun exercise for everybody, I think, to go in and just sort of take, you know, a fresh perspective and take a swing at it.
Yeah, all right. So here are the swings. Now, we're not going to number them. I didn't want to be hierarchical about it. So we're not going to call them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Instead, we're going to call them by color. And we're going to place these on our website so you'll be able to listen to them again. And there's a number of different ways that you can vote. And we'll tell you about that in a second. But here's the first one we're going to hear. We're going to call this one Green. So this is a possible Marilyn Morning theme. Here's Green. So that was Green. All right, we have five of them. That was the first one. Here's another one. This one is Red. All right, so that's the second of five. Here's the third one. We're going to call this one Orange. So continuing our sampling of the five possible theme songs, here's another one. This one's called Blue. All right, here's the final one. This one we're going to call Purple. So that's the final one, Purple. Now, again, we've assigned random colors, right? Green, red, orange, blue, and purple to each one of the songs. This is going to be hard. They're all terrific. They are great. Thanks so much to Chris Kennedy, Louis Weeks, and Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts for suggesting these five possibilities. This really is going to be tough. There are four ways that you can vote, right? And we'll have these themes on the website, so you can go back and check them out. You could come to wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. That's the website, and you can leave a comment on our website. You can tweet us, pick your pick. We're at Marilyn Morning. You could email your choice. The address is mdmorning@wypr.org, or you can call us and leave a voicemail message, 410-881-3162, to tell us your favorite of the samples we've just played for you as the possible new Marilyn Morning theme song. Again, that phone number, 410-881-3162, and all of this information will be on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Boy, this really is going to be rough, Rich. I mean, this is why we're putting this out to a vote, because, I mean, if we just had to choose among ourselves, it would be very difficult.
Well, I could do it, but I don't know if you want me making the choice by myself, authoritatively.
But that's the thing, Rich. I mean, everybody has an opinion.
Everyone.
Right? I mean, I do have a favorite. I know our senior producer, Rob Civic, has one. Nathan has one. Music is something people have opinions about, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely. And that's the toughest part of the job, and it's so subjective, and everything's valid. Everyone's opinion is valid when it comes to music.
So once again, you can come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning and leave a comment. You can tweet us at Maryland Morning. You can email your choice, mdmorning@wipr.org, or you can call us and leave us a voicemail, 410-881-3162. So, Rich, thank you so much, and please send our warm regards to terrific composers at Clean Cuts, Chris Kennedy, Louis Weeks, and Austin Coughlin. Tell them thanks so much for these great suggestions.
I absolutely will. Thanks for having me.
All right, Nathan, we shall see you soon, of course.
Yes.
Thanks again to Rich Isaac, the creative director of original music, and all of the composers at Clean Cuts. Once again, they're Chris Kennedy, Louis Weeks, and Austin Coughlin. Thanks to all of you for letting us know what music you'd like to hear as the theme music for Maryland Morning. We'll be accepting votes for 2 weeks until the Sunday after Thanksgiving, all right? We'll announce the new music soon thereafter. So you have 2 weeks. Tell your friends. Have them come to the website. Have them give a listen and tell us what you think. 2 weeks till the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and then we will know. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Nathan Sterner.
And when we come back after a break for news, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins me live here in Studio A to talk about the new musical at Center Stage, The Secret Garden. Stay with us.